Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
Wonderful to see all of you in person, and also welcome those of you who are online.
很高兴看到大家来到实体聚会，也欢迎在网上聚会的弟兄姐妹们。
Let's bow our heads together to prepare our hearts for worship.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you and offer our thanksgiving and praise.
天上的父，我们来到你的面前，来献上感恩和赞美。
Because we know that you have watched over every single one of us every single day.
因为在每一天当中，你看顾我们每一个人。
When we have not even thought about you, you have already have a plan for us.
当我们还不知道你对我们的计划的时候。
And you already have planned for us to prosper under your care.
你已经让我们真是经历了你对我们的看顾。
And at this time, we want to offer prayers for those of us around the world who are under suffering.
我们为在我们当中和在各个地方这个需要代祷受苦的肢体来祷告。
Some may be because of wars.
有些地方是因为战争。
Some may be because of natural disasters.
有些是因为自然的灾害。
And some of us may be because of persecution.
有些是在逼迫当中。
We pray for all of those brothers and sisters that they would maintain their hope in you.
我们为这些的弟兄姐妹来祷告，让他们在你的里面有盼望。
And we also pray for your mercy to rescue them, to protect them in those situations.
我们也祈求你怜悯他们，在他们的困境当中来救赎他们。
We also pray for those of us in our church that are in various needs.
我们也为教会当中有需要的肢体来代祷。
Some of us are weak in our bodies.
我们是身体上有软弱。
May you protect all of us.
你来保护我们每一个人。
We also remember the ministries in our church.
我们也纪念在我们当中的施工。
We in particular pray for the ongoing happiness groups.
特别为我们正在进行的幸福小组的施工来祷告。
We give thanks that you have given us 3 happiness groups and many unbelieving friends that have joined us.
感谢主，我们这次有3个幸福小组同时的进行，来到我们当中有很多的慕道的朋友。
And may you speak to them individually during this weekend.
愿你借着这周末的聚会向他们每一个人讲话。
And also pray for the Bible studies that we are about to start on the Bible characters in Genesis.
我们也为我们的查经圣经里面的人物的查经来祷告。
We pray that you will help each one of us learn from those characters in this series.
帮助我们在这些的人物当中来学习我们当学习的功课。
We thank you and we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢你，奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。
In the beginning, I'd like to first of all give thanks for many brothers and sisters who have prayed for my in-laws.
我也想为每一个弟兄姐妹为我的岳父代祷来感恩。
My in-laws moved from New Jersey to Maryland a month ago.
那一个月以前，我的岳父岳母从 New Jersey 搬家过来。
The night that they arrived in Maryland, actually, my wife has to take my father-in-law to the emergency room because he fell the night before.
他们搬家来的第一个晚上，我的妻子就得带他们去。这个 emergency room.
And when they took CAT scans at that time, they didn't find any problems.
因为他们搬家前一天晚上，他的岳父跌倒摔伤，那检查的时候没有发觉太明显的问题。
About a week ago, he went back for a checkup, and then at that time they found bleeding in his brain.
那在一周之前，他又回去做身体检查的时候，发觉他脑部有出血。
So immediately again go to the emergency room and admitted into the hospital.
那他马上又进了这个急救室，然后住院了。
And so they operated on him, the blood came out, and so everything kind of went smoothly in the surgery.
那他做了手术，血也被排出来了，那手术很成功。
And so, and also during this, really in the operating room, he started having his seizure.
那在这个做手术之前，已经进了这个手术室的时候，他就有一些癫痫的症状出来。
But the doctor was able to control it.
感谢主这个医生可以当场给他有一些的治疗。
So and now he is at a time that he recovered pretty well and is waiting to be discharged to a rehab facility.
那他现在在恢复的过程当中恢复得很好哈，他要出院进入到这个恢复的特别的疗养院里面治疗。
In this whole process, I see God's hand and mercy at work.
整个在这个过程当中，我看到神的手，神的怜悯。
The timing of everything of when he moved and how he was checked up and also how he was had the first seizure in the operating room, all of those, really God's hand's mercy at work.
他搬家的时间，他在手术室里发病，整个这些事情哈，都是在神的掌握之中，这个时间都在神的掌控之中。
For us, we human beings cannot time it so very well.
我们人真是没办法预计哈，什么时候会发生什么样的事情。
And so I want to offer thanksgiving to God at this point.
这个时候我想向神献上感恩的祷告。
And also I want to, in our church recently, we have seen a lot of brothers and sisters in need.
最近在我们教会里面也是看到很多的弟兄姐妹有这方面的需要。
We all pray for baby Jacob.
我们为这个小 Jacob 来祷告。
For Jason's mom.
为这个 Jason 的妈妈祷告。
Brother Eddie.
为 Eddie 弟兄祷告。
Brother Wayne.
为魏峰弟兄祷告。
Susan's mom.
还有 Susan 的母亲
and really a lot of brothers and sisters.That have needs, and we've seen how God has answered our prayers in each of those cases.
那在每一个我们刚才提到的这些的事情当中，我们都看到上帝的怜悯在其中。
When we cannot plan, we know God has a plan.
虽然我们没有办法预计到这些事情的发生，但我们知道神有他美好的计划。
In today's passage that we read, it talks about the end of all things.
那今天我们读的经文当中讲到万物的结局。
In a lot of the science fiction movies, one of the common storyline is the end of the world is coming.
那在很多科幻的电影当中，我们看到里面的故事情节都会讲到说世界的末日快到了。
It's maybe a natural disaster or maybe some invasion of aliens.
可能是一些自然的灾害，或者是外星人的入侵。
And the movie will be about what people would do in those things, in those situations.
那这些电影里面都表达说，那在这种情况下，人都会怎么反应呢？
Some people would say, "Oh, we need some hero to fight for those last minute to save the world."
那有些电影里面就出现一些大英雄哈，在最后一刻，直到最后一刻，他们还在要拯救世界。
And then maybe sometimes it will be people trying to escape.The coming disaster to find refuge somewhere else.
那在有些电影里面，可能是这些人就试图去逃离这个地球，寻找一个避难的地方。
Or maybe some people would say, "Okay, I just need to do the things that I like the most, since I'm going to die soon anyway."
那另外一些人可能说，哎呀，既然我们快死了，那我们就做一些我们喜欢做的事情吧。
What would you do when the end of all times is coming?
你会做什么呢？如果你知道世界的结局末了快到的时候。
The passage in 1 Peter chapter 4 tells us three answers, very simple but very different answers.
在彼得前书第四章告诉我们三个很简单的答案。
Just to pray, to love, and to serve.
祷告、相爱、服侍。
Today I'm going to focus on the serving part.
今天呢，我会集中在服侍这个角度。
When we talk about serving, we often think about serving God. The passage here is talking about serving one another.
当我们想到服侍的时候，我们第一个想到的是服侍神，但这一段里面特别强调的是彼此的服侍。
First, there is really no difference between serving one another and serving God.
首先呢，真的是我们彼此的服侍跟服侍神是分不开的。
In Matthew chapter 25, it talked about this following.
在马太福音二十五章有这样讲。
There is this king who said to his people that says, that you have clothed me when I'm naked, that you have given me food when I'm hungry.
这个国王对他的底下的人讲说，因为我饿了，你们给我吃。
And when I'm sick, you visited me. When I'm in prison, you come to me.
当我病了的时候，你们来看我。当我这个有需要的时候，你来看顾我。
And so the people would say, wait a minute, I never did that for you.
听见的人就说，等一下，我好像没有坐在主你的身上哦。
I have never come to visit you.
我从来没有来看你啊，耶稣基督。
I have never given you food or drinks.
我从来没有给主你食物，给你的喝的东西啊。
But the king said to them.
但这个国王对他们讲。
He said that truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it to me.
我实在告诉你们，这些事你们既做在我这弟兄中一个最小的身上，就是做在我身上了。
So imagine that when we deliver food to someone today, Jesus counted as a delivery to him.
所以想象一下，当我们送饭给一个有需要的肢体的时候，主就把这件事情看作是做在他自己的身上。
When we welcome a newcomer, Jesus is saying, you are welcoming him.
当我们欢迎一个新的朋友来的时候，我们实际上就是在欢迎主自己来。
When you go to somebody's home to visit them, you are visiting Jesus.
当我们到一个家里面去探访的时候，实际上你是在探访主耶稣。
And secondly, God does not really need us to serve him in the sense that there are some things that he cannot do and he needs us to do it.
第二个，实际上主他真的不需要我们服侍他，因为好像是他有什么缺乏，我们一定要服侍他一样。
In Acts 17, it says that God does not live in temples made by men, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything.
在《使徒行传》十七章有讲说，创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，就不住在人手所造的殿，也不用人手服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物赐给万人。
So in today'sMessage, I want to address those of you who may feel that you don't really need to serve.
今天的信息我想对那些自己觉得说我真的不需要去服侍的人来讲话。
Well, serving is really meant for these leaders that are experienced Christians, and I'm not good enough to go lead all those things and do Bible studies.
可能有人会想说，哦，这个服侍的事情是教会的领袖啊。这个有经验的基督徒他们做的事情，代查经等等哈，我不需要。
And maybe some of you feel that you're too busy. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty, but we do have many things to take care of in our lives.
那很多人呢，可能觉得说自己太忙了。当然，我不是想让你觉得心里面有这种的犯罪感哈，负罪感。但是确实，我们生活当中很多的事情。
And maybe some of you feel that you're too scared to serve. People will reject me, look down on me, or even laugh at me.
那有些人可能会很害怕去服侍，会觉得说自己做得不好啊，别人会笑话我、指责我等等。
And maybe some of you feel that I don't really don't know how to serve. I don't have any training, and so many people are much better than me.
有些人可能觉得说我不懂得怎么去服侍啊，我也没受过训练呢、啊，好多人做的都比我做得好嘛。
And then some of you may feel that I'm serving already, but I'm discouraged because I'm not appreciated.
可能有些人说我现在正在服侍啊，但是我服侍的觉得很灰心，因为我的服侍好像没有多少人能够认出来。
You have tried your best, but you have never heard anyone say that you are being appreciated or even a thank you.
你已经很努力的在服侍了，但好像没有人来到你面前说你的服侍啊、这个很好。
And sometimes you may be discouraged because of conflicts.
可能有些人灰心是因为在服侍当中遇到一些的矛盾冲突。
And even Paul and Barnabas got into a conflict when they were trying their best to serve God.
即使是这个保罗和巴拿巴，他们在服事当中也有这种矛盾冲突。
And to be honest, of course, we get into conflicts as well as we try our best to serve God.
诚实的讲，在我们的服事当中，我们会虽然是很努力的服事，但也会遇到这样的事情。
And then maybe you feel discouraged because you're just tired.
你灰心可能就是因为你太疲累了。
Now, in 1 Peter chapter 4, when Peter talked about serving one another, he mentioned two prerequisites.
那在彼得前书四章，彼得讲到这个彼此服侍的时候，他讲了两个前提的事情。
The two preconditions for serving is to pray and to love.
在服侍之前有两件很重要的事情，一个就是祷告，一个就是相爱。
Now, to use an analogy, if we think serving is like a spiritual journey, then prayer is like a spiritual GPS guidance system.
如果我们把服事比喻成我们一趟的旅行的话，那我们的祷告就像我们旅行当中用的这个全球定位系统。
Nowadays, I would not drive without a GPS, even though I know how to get from A to B.
现在我无论去哪里哈，有的时候我很清楚知道从一个地方到另外一个地方怎么开，但是我还是要用我的这个定位系统。
Because there can be accidents, can be road closures, there can be unexpected situations.
因为在路上有一些你无法预计的事情会发生，有车祸呀，有一些建造路的这个事情在发生。
Recently, my wife and I took our in-laws to Boston for a wedding.
最近呢，我们有带我们的父母呢去 Boston 去参加一个婚礼。
And I was driving here and there from the airport to the hotel and the hotel to the restaurant and on and on and on.
那我是司机哈，我从这个机场开到这个住宿的地方，各个地方是我来开车。
And my mother-in-law thought, "Oh, Tony, you're so smart. You know how to go all these places."
那我爷爷岳母就夸我说，哦，这个 Tony 你真是很会开车哈，你知道从哪里去哪里。
I kind of just GPS.
我就说啊，这是因为我有这个导航系统。
So our spirit, so how much more so it is the case for our spiritual journey?
那这个呢，就像我们这个属灵的这个道路一样的。
Our spiritual GPS is going to tell us course corrections when we need one.
我们这个属灵的这个导航系统要告诉我们该做什么样的事情。
Our spiritual GPS is going to tell us here are the pitfalls ahead that we need to avoid.
我们属灵的这个导航系统会告诉我们说，这里有一些危险你要躲避的。
The verse that we read in 1 Peter says, "Be self-controlled and sober-minded."
这里讲说要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
In the Chinese translation, it's translated, you know, that just be careful, self-controlled, sober-minded, and pray.
那在中文当中就想这个谨慎哈，要小心，要这个控制自己哈，然后我们再去祷告。
Now the English translation pointed out that if we are not self-controlled and sober-minded, we will be so confused that we cannot even pray or we cannot pray effectively.
那在英文的翻译当中把另外一层意思哈，就是说当我们不够谨慎不能够自守的时候，那我们就没有办法好好的去祷告了。
The same warning about being self-controlled and sober-minded is repeated in the next chapter, chapter 5.
那在彼得前书的第五章又重复了这个主题哈，我们要谨慎自守才能祷告。
And there it mentions the reason is because Satan is like a roaring lion ready to devour.
因为在第五章里有提到这个魔鬼像吼叫的狮子要遍地游行，要吞吃那些可吞吃的人。
So the picture that we got from there was that if you are self-controlled and sober-minded, then you're not going to be confused by the enemy.
所以呢，我们了解这个以后就知道说我们谨慎自守呢，就免于被魔鬼吞吃。
And then we can pray and be led by God in this journey at the end of times.
然后我们再去祷告的时候呢，那神就会来引导我们走这一条属灵的道路。
The other prerequisite of service is love.
第二个我们在服事之前要注意的很重要的事情就是相爱。
If prayer is our spiritual GPS, then love is the energy source in our spiritual life.
如果祷告是我们属灵的这个趟旅行的这个导航系统的话，那我们的彼此相爱呢，就是我们的这个汽油。
Now we definitely would not drive around in a car with a gas tank empty.
我们开车，我们肯定不会让我们的这个汽油箱是空的。
Because it's not going to be fun if the car stops in the middle of the road.
如果你半路开不了，停车没油的话，那是很难办的一件事。
And so similarly.If our love runs dry in our spiritual journey, it will be very miserable.
同样的，如果我们在服事的当中，如果我们心中的爱不足够的时候，我们服事起来就很困难。
If we have to keep on doing something, but we are not motivated by the love of God, it would be miserable.
如果我们必须做一些事情，但是我们做事的动机不是被爱所催逼，那么服事起来就很困难。
Peter tells us that we have to love earnestly.
彼得告诉我们要切实的相爱。
How earnest do we have to be?
如何切实呢？
The love that Peter talks about is not superficial.
那彼得所讲的爱不是那种停在表面上的爱。
Not just being nice to someone, being polite, saying hi, good morning to one another in the morning.
不只是对人很有礼貌啊，跟人打招呼啊，然后问候啊，这种的爱。
Because that's not love, that's just being polite.
那个实际上不叫爱，只是一种的礼貌而已。
When we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the famous chapter about love,
当我们回到彼得哥林多前书第十三章讲到爱的时候，
Love demands sacrifice and sacrificing ourselves for the sake of others.
爱是需要付出需要牺牲的是为了别人的好处付出自己。
Love is not just a feeling or emotion, it is an attitude and actions.
爱不仅是一种的感觉它是一种的态度是一种的行动。
The love that Peter talks about covers a multitude of sins.
彼得讲说爱可以遮掩许多的罪。
What does cover mean? The kind of cover that Peter talks about is not to sweep sins under the carpet and not deal with them.
这个遮掩到底是什么意思呢？这遮掩就是忽略吗？把它藏起来好像没有看见一样吗？
But it does mean that we're not going to gossip and propagate somebody's sins so the whole world can see.
这个遮掩的意思不是说要去背后去讲人的话呀然后让所有的人都知道这个人做错了什么啊要保护。
And also means that we do not bear grudges as if the sin, has been covered with forgiveness.
同时也代表说我们心里不要去怨恨别人而是要用饶恕的态度去对待那些冒犯我们的人。
Now, one example that Peter gave about loving earnestly,is to show hospitality without grumbling.
彼得给我们例子说我们怎么样去切实的彼此相爱的时候他就讲了说我们要彼此款待。
It is something very concrete and hospitality is often required in those days because there are no hotels.
彼此款待是一个很具体的可以做的一件事情而且在当时的情况下呢这件事情实际上是很重要的。
Benjamin Franklin famously said that guests are like fish.
本杰明·富兰克林曾经讲过一句很有名的话我们的这个客人就像鱼一样
They begin to smell after 3 days
三天以后就会有一些不好的味道出来了
Now what if our guests stay 3 weeks, 3 months or 3 years
那如果我们的客人在我们家住三天住三个星期三个月怎么办
The kind of earnest love that Peter demands is to be hospitable without grumbling
彼得在这里讲的哈，我们彼此切实相爱。一个具体的例子就是款待，彼此款待，不发怨言。
And then in verse 10, Peter comes to the subject of serving.
第十节，彼得就开始讲我们怎么彼此服侍了。
What is serving God and men?
什么是服侍神，服侍人呢？
Most of the time we immediately think about, oh, we have to do some church ministry like leading worship services or leading Bible studies.
我们马上想到说在教会里面做一些的施工比如说这个带敬拜啊带查经啊。
Serving God is not just doing some church ministries, although participating in church ministry can be serving God.
虽然我们这个参与教会的施工这是一种方式在服侍神但是服侍神不仅仅代表说在教会里面做的这些施工。
Serving God is not exactly that, it's actually much broader than that.
那服侍人呢是很广的一个范围。
It is also possible that we are doing church ministry but not serving God.
那也有一种的危险，一种的可能，就是我们在教会里面参与很多的事，但却没有真正的服侍神。
In John chapter 12, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him.
约翰福音十二章说，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里？服侍我的人也要在那里若有人服侍我我父必尊重他
So serving God means following Jesus
服侍神实际上代表说是跟从神
When Jesus said this in John chapter 12 he was nearing the end of his life on earth
那约翰福音十二章这段经文呢是到了耶稣已经快要上十字架的时候了
He has been telling his disciplesThe hour has come for the Son to be glorified.
他已经对门徒讲说我的时候到了人子得荣耀的时候到了。
And then immediately before this verse, he was saying about a grain of wheat falling into the earth and dies so that it can bear much fruit.
这句话之前耶稣就讲说一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了就不能结出籽粒来。
So following Jesus means following his example to be willing to sacrifice ourselves for, so that others may benefit.
跟随耶稣的意思是说要效法他的服侍的样式哈为了别人的好处宁可牺牲自己
Serving God is a demonstration of our love for him through sacrificial service to others
跟从耶稣的意思是说，借着这种付出的牺牲的爱别人的方式来爱神。
Now, there are many examples of serving. It could be teaching, counseling.
那服事有很多的例子哈，像我们教导啊，像我们辅导啊。
It could be helping others. It could be praying for others that we talked about.
可以帮助别人，为别人祷告。
Being hospital, make offering and donate to charities.
可以款待别人，可以奉献金钱。
And use our talent to help others. All those things are serving God.
用我们的才能去帮助有需要的人，这些都是服事。
If you think that you are too busy to serve, the first thing we need to do is to examine our priorities.
如果你觉得你太忙了，没有时间服事的话，第一件事情你就要看一看你的主次关系是不是排对了。
We would need to carefully look at what is important and not so important in our lives.
我们应该仔细的一下看一下我们的生命当中哪些是重要的事情，哪些是不怎么重要的事情。
We all have only 24 hours in the day to take care of work, home, and personal needs and church needs.
每个人一天只有24小时，我们要照顾家庭，我们要工作，我们要参与教会的服事。
Second, in the things that you ultimately decide based on the higher priorities, we need now to serve him intentionally in those highest priority things.
那在我们认为很重要的事情当中，我们要思考啊，如何在这些的事情里面去服侍神。
In our home life, work life, and church life, are we being sacrificial?
在我们的家庭的服侍，在我们工作上的做事，在我们教会的服侍当中，我们是不是一个愿意肯付出、肯牺牲的人呢？
Are we willing to do more than our share?
我们是不是愿意做的超过我们本分所要求的那一部分？
Are we willing to give up our rights?
我们愿意放下我们的权利来服侍呢？
Are we willing to give rather than receive?
我们是不是宁可去做一个施予的人，不做只是一个仅仅得到的人呢？
When we go back to the passage that we read, that Peter told us there are five truths about serving one another.
那这里呢，彼得讲了五件关于服侍的真理。
The first truth is that,We have a gift from God to serve one another.
个人要，我们每个人都有这种的恩赐来服侍。
The Bible talked about gifts in multiple passages, in Romans, in 1 Corinthians, and also in Ephesians.
在好几个地方圣经里面，像罗马书啊、哥林多前书啊、彼得前书都有讲啊，服侍的恩赐。
And it listed many different gifts.
那列出了很多种的恩赐。
Could be teaching or generosity.
像我们的教导，像我们的奉献。
It could be mercy, it could be wisdom.
可以是怜悯，可以是智慧。
It could be administration or evangelism.
可以是管理，可以是传福音。
And all those passages, the list a little bit different.
那在不同的段落当中，这个列出的单字有一点不同。
But every passage, just like in 1 Peter 4, emphasized one thing, is that every one of us received a gift.
但每一个段落都强调一件事情，就是说我们每个人都有恩赐的。
You have received a gift, I have received a gift.
你有恩赐，我也有恩赐。
And the list of gifts that is being listed is long, but I actually don't think that that list is meant to be exhaustive.
虽然这些的恩赐的单字很长，很多种，但是我觉得还有很多是没有在这个单字里面的。
Meaning that there are gifts that God has given us, and they're not even listed in those passages.
那说明神给我们的恩赐有一些呢是没有出现在这些的列表中的。
And in 1 Peter 4, it tells us that about God's varied grace. God's grace come in various forms.
那这里讲的是各样的恩赐，就是说神给我们各种不同方式的恩赐。
So be assured that God has given you a gift or more.
所以我们一定要确信这一点，我们每一个人神都有从神来的恩赐哦。
Peter said, use it.
彼得说你要用它。
Use it to serve one another.
用你的恩赐去服侍别人。
Somebody may say, well, I don't know what my gift is. I need to identify the gift before I serve.
那有些人说我也不知道我自己的恩赐是什么，我需要先知道我的恩赐，然后我再去服侍。
And I say, no, you need to do the reverse.
但这个是错的观念，我们应该反过来。
You need to serve, and then you can identify your gift.
你应该先参与施工，然后你才能发现自己的恩赐。
Serving one another is the best way to identify your gifts.
当你参与服侍别人的时候，这是一个最好的方式来发现你的恩赐。
You will never find out that you're good at cooking if you never cook.
如果你从来没有去煮饭做饭呢做菜的话，你不会发觉你有这个做饭做菜的恩赐。
You will never find out that you're good at swimming if you never get your toes get wet.
如果你不下游泳池的话，你永远不知道你有游泳的这个能力。
And don't expect that you can try something once and then find out, oh, okay, I have a gift on that one.
你也不要期待说，哦，你这件事情你做了一次，你就发觉说，哦，我有这个恩赐了。
Because gifts need to be developed, and you cannot skip training and service and practice.
因为恩赐也是需要训练培养的、啊、要经过一段时间的、啊、学习才能够更好。
No one will be an expert from the very beginning.
没有人从一开始做的时候他就是这个专家。
Someone who is gifted with a beautiful voice will still need years of training.
很多人很有这个唱歌的恩赐，但是他又需要很长的时间训练他才成为好的歌手。
Someone who is gifted in teaching will need to go through years of training to know how to teach and what to teach.
很多人还有恩赐去教导，但他也一样去学习才能成为好的一个老师。
It is understandable that mentally we know that we are equipped by God with His gifts, but emotionally we're still fearful.
那有的时候我们头脑里知道是神给我们恩赐，但是我们心里还会有一种的惧怕。
Most people are most afraid of public speaking.
很多人是怕当众讲话。
I remember when my wife and I started to serve in the church, we were going to teach these pre-K Sunday school.
那我还记得哈，我和我的妻子开始参与教会的事工，做的第一件事情呢，就是教导学前、学龄前的那些小孩子们。
My wife said that she's scared.
那我妻子就说我很害怕。
I said to her, "Why are you so scared?"
我就问说你为什么会害怕呢？
They are only 4 years old. They should be scared of you.
他们只有四岁大，他们应该怕你呀。
Actually, that was not that helpful.
那实际上这句话并不帮助到他哈。
God had a much better response when, than my response when Moses said he was scared to serve God.
那神对这种的回应呢，比我的回应更好。比如说，当他回应摩西的时候。
God told Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
神呼召摩西去带领以色列人。
Now, Moses was very creative in finding excuses not to do it.
那摩西在找他的借口不去服侍的时候是很有创造力的。
He said, "Who am I to lead the Israelites?"
他说我是谁，我怎么能够带领以色列人。
I don't know who you are, God.
神呢，我也不知道你是谁。
They won't believe me.
他们不会信我的。
I can't talk.
我不能讲话。
And then finally he ran out of excuses and he said, "Oh, well, just send somebody else."
那他把所有的借口都讲完以后，他说：“哎呀，还是你去派别人吧。”
Now God told Moses that who made man's mouth?
神就问他说：“是谁造人的口呢？”
Isn't it that God made it?
不是神创造人的口吗？
I will go with you and teach you what to say.
我会跟你同行，来教导你怎么样去讲话。
Now that's something useful to remember.
这是非常有用，我们要记得。
The maker of every organ in our body is going to go with us.
这位创造我们整个这个人每一个器官的这位神与我们同在。
So it's like you are flying an airplane for the first time and you are scared.
就像你要开驾驶一架飞机第一次的话，你会很担心，很害怕。
But all the engineers who design the airplane, all the mechanics who build and maintain it, and the best pilot in the world are going to go with you and teach you.
但是当你知道说这个设计这个飞机的这个这些的工程师啊，造这些飞机的这些工程人员呢，教这些驾驶员的最好的教练跟着你。
The second truth that this passage has taught us is that we need to be stewards of grace.
那第二个真理就是说我们要做我们的恩赐的好管家。
Besides telling us that we each have gifts to serve,Peter also reminded that these gifts are given to us because of God's grace.
那彼得提醒我们说，我们每个人都有恩赐之外，他还特别的强调说，这个恩赐赐恩赐的是那位满有恩典的主。
When we recognize that our gifts are given to us by grace, it ought to make us more willing to use it to serve others.
当我们知道是因着神的恩典赐给我们这些恩赐的时候，我们应该更愿意使用我们的恩赐去服侍别人。
We should not be selfish about it.
我们不应该自私。
Especially when these gifts are specifically given to us to enable us to serve others.
特别是这些恩赐给我们，是给我们这种的能力去服侍别人的时候。
And when we serve, we in turn should serve with grace and not grudgingly.
那我们在服侍的时候应该带着恩慈恩典的样式，而不是那种很勉强。
And the other thing about grace is that it's a reminder that we should not be proud as we serve, as if we are somehow superior.
那当我们知道这是神的恩典的时候，我们在服侍当中，我们就不会很骄傲，觉得自己比别人强。
We need to be good steward of God's grace.
我们要做神百般恩赐的好管家。
If we receive a gift and we don't use it, it's going to go stale and not usable.
那如果我们有了恩赐却不用的话，那这个恩赐会慢慢的消失的。
And we all probably have examples that when we receive these wonderful gifts of food or clothing, we just don't feel we want to use it.
那有的时候就像生活当中我们收到一些礼物啊，要么是食物，要么是衣服哈。有的时候我们觉得说我们现在先不用。
We want to save it for some special occasion.
那我们要存着，我们以后有特别的机会的时候我们再用。
When we finally remember to, oh, let me try to eat that and open it up, we find that the expiration date is 1996.
那如果我们突然有一天说我们该要吃这个送给我们的食物的礼物的时候，发觉哦，已经过期了，1996年就要过期了。
And the clothing was 3 sizes too small when I was much skinnier.
衣服拿出来哈，发觉已经变得太小，没法穿。
Gifts are like investments, and the more you use it, the sooner it will multiply.
恩赐就像投资一样啊，你越早去使用。它就会越多的增值。
If you don't use it, it will depreciate.
如果你不用的话，它就会贬值。
In the parable of talents in Matthew 25,
在马太福音25章有讲到这个恩赐，才干的比喻。
A master gave to his three servants different sums of money before he went away on a long trip.
那主人在出门远行的之前呢，给他的仆人三种不同数目的恩典恩赐。
The two servants who used what they received to invest and earn more, one praise from the master when he returned.
那当两个仆人用了主人给他的这个才干去投资的时候呢，主人回来以后他就得到称赞。
They were given different amount of monies according to their abilities and earned different amounts as a result.
根据他不同的才干，主人给他们不同数目的金钱，那最后他们也挣得不同数目的这个回报。
But they got the same praise from the master because they are just as faithful.
那虽然他们得到不同的回报，但是他得到一样的称赞，因为他们都是对主人忠心的。
When the servant who was given the lease did not invest the money and earn nothing, and he actually let the investment sit dormant.
那当这个第三个得到这个才干的人，他没有好好的去使用，却把它埋在地里的时候
，That money was actually taken away from him when the master returned. When he found out that he did nothing with it,
那主人回来发觉他没有使用他的才干的时候，就把他才干拿走了。
He was called wicked and lazy and cast out by the master.
他被称为又懒又恶的仆人，就被丢在外面。
Each one of us has to answer to God when Jesus returns.
当耶稣基督回来的时候，我们每一个人都要向主交账。
What have we done with the gift that He has given us?
那我们如何使用神给我们的恩赐呢？
1 Corinthians chapter 3 told us that Jesus has laid a foundation for all of us.
那在哥林多前书第三章告诉我们说，耶稣基督已经为我们每一个人摆下了这个根基。
It is up to us to decide what to build on top of it.
那是我们要来决定要在这个根基上如何去建造。
Is it gold, silver, or precious stones, or is it wood, hay, or straw?
我们是用金银宝石建造呢，还是用草木禾秸？
Each one of our work will become manifest because it will be tested by fire.
那我们每一个人建造的工程有一天都会显露出来，因为到那天要用火来检验。
The third truth that Peter told us is that serving God is like being His ambassador.
第三件个真理跟我们讲说，我们服侍神的时候就像神的使者一样。
And when you read this verse here, the English and the Chinese are slightly different.
那我们读这一句话的时候，英文、中文的翻译有一点的不同。
In the Chinese translation, it says, "When we speak, we need to speak the words of God."
那中文的翻译说，若有讲到的，要按照神的圣言讲。
Now that's obviously true. We cannot stand up on the pulpit or in a Bible study and then teach something that is not from God.
那这句话是对的啊，我们在讲台上讲道也好，在查经班里面带查经也好，我们必须要讲神的话。
When we counsel others, we cannot use secular wisdom and that go against God's wisdom.
我们辅导别人的时候，一定要用圣经的真理，不能用世上的人的智慧去帮助别人。
But the English translation points out again another layer of meaning.
那在英文的翻译当中有讲到另外一层的意思。
It said whoever speaks as one who speaks oracles of God.
那当有人讲道的时候，他好像是真正的是照着神，是替神在讲那个启示。
So not only do we need to speak the words of God, we speak as if God is speaking through us.
不光是我们讲话的内容一定是要出于神的话，而且我们讲话的那个方式，我们就像神所差派的使者一样。
So when we serve by speaking, speaking can be in many, many different forms.
那当我们说讲道的时候呢，我们这个讲话是有多种的方式的。
It's not just preaching or teaching.
不光是讲道和教导。
But also counseling, comforting,
包括辅导啊，包括安慰人
or encouraging, or even confronting,
或者是鼓励，或者是指正别人的错。
All those are serving God with our words, as long as we are speaking the words of God.
那这些我们用话语的服事呢，都要带着神的话语去服事。
When we serve by speaking, we become God's spokesman.
当我们去为神去讲的时候，我们成了神的发表人、代言人。
We many times we watch on TV, we are the spokesman for the president.
那我们看新闻的时候，常常看到这个总统的发言人。
Not only do they have to reflect accurately what the president wants to communicate,
那这些发言人不光是要准确地表达总统的意思。
Their manner has also to befit the position of the person they are speaking on behalf of.
那他们讲话那种方式也要跟他们的身份代表的人的身份相契合。
And when we serve by other ways, not by speaking, we are still serving as ambassadors of Christ.
那除了讲话的服事之外的服事，我们也要有这样一个使者的这样一个身份。
It is a very serious position and is also a very privileged position.
这是一个很重要的位置，也是一个要代表神的一个位置。
And one of the reasons that many non-Christians don't believe or Christians fall away is because sometimes the gospel didn't seem real in the Christians' life that they observe.
那有些这个慕道友离开呀、啊，或者是一些基督徒软弱退后啊，可能是因为有些基督徒。没有这个代表出那个神的那种样式。
We talk the talk, but we don't walk the walk.
我们只是在讲，却没有真正的活出来。
How we conduct ourselves and serving God is important because it is a reflection of the God that we represent.
那我们在服侍神的时候，我们服侍的那种样式、态度也很重要，因为这是在代表神。
In the fourth truth, Peter reminds us that.We need to serve by the strength that God supplies.
第四个关于服事的真理提醒我们说，我们是依靠神的能力、力量来服事的。
Serving can be tiring.
服事可以是很累的。
That's why strength is needed.
这是为什么我们需要神的能力。
If serving is all sunshine and roses, then we don't need strength to serve.
那如果我们服事都是充满阳光、鲜花，那我们也就不需要神的能力了。
And you will never see in our church announcements that we're going to have a potluck dinner and we're going to have serve it with the strength that God supplies.
那我们宣告的时候说我们教会有一个一家一菜的这个聚餐的时候，我们不会说哦，这个我们需要神的大能的显现。
Serving can be tiring because sometimes it can be a lot of work and there isn't enough time.
那服事很辛苦，就是说在服事当中我们需要很多的精力、时间的投入。
It can be tiring because of the people.
可以很艰苦，因为是我们服事当遇到的人。
We may feel unappreciated, as we talked about earlier.
像前面我讲到的，可能是没有被别人承认呐、接纳呀。
Or worse, people may actually criticize.
可能是受到一些的批评啊。
And point out areas that we didn't do good enough.
可能会指责我们有些地方做得不好啊。
At some point, we all probably would feel, then why don't you do it?
那有的时候我们心里就想说，那你来做好了。
So what do we do when we encounter these difficulties?
当我们遇到这些困难的时候，我们应该怎样去回应呢？
Peter reminds us that God will supply strength.
彼得提醒我们说，在服事中，上帝会供应我们能力。
I think receiving strength from God is very similar to receiving wisdom from God.
那从神那里领受能力跟领受神的智慧是很相似的。
In James chapter 1, it tells us that we need to ask and we need to trust.
在雅各书第一章里面有提到说我们要求智慧也要相信神会给我们。
It sounds simple, but I often find myself forgetting to ask.
那听起来很简单，但是我自己发觉我常常就会忘记去求神。
What is something that you are trying to serve that you find problematic, unrewarding, or dreaded?
那你会这样的话会发觉你在服事当中会遇到一些困难一些的挑战。
Have you asked for strength from God?
你有没有向神来求力量呢？
After you ask, then trust in Him and serve.
当你求神之后，你就要信靠他，信任他在服事当中。
Do not wait for thunder and lightning to confirm that God has heard your prayers.
不要等说突然有闪电雷声出现，你给你的一个肯定，你得到了神的能力。
When we serve with His strength, that is the strength that will not run out.
当我们用神的能力去服事的时候，我们的能力就不会枯竭。
When we think of strength from God, we often think about Samson and how he pulled down the temple of Dagon in the final hours of his life.
我们想到神给我们的能力，我们常常会想到说旧约的那个参孙啊，在他最后的时候用他的大力把那个庙的那个弄塌掉了。
But actually, the strength from God is more like a stream that would not run dry.
但常常呢，神给我们的能力更像是一个流淌不息的一个小溪一样。
In the Bible, we have seen many examples.
那圣经里面有很多的例子。
Nehemiah, Daniel, and Jeremiah.
尼西米啊，耶利米啊，但以理等等。
Paul and Peter，
保罗和彼得。
How all they all serve under difficulties and opposition？
他们都是在面对困难的时候在那里服侍神。
Not one time, not one week, not even one year。
那不是只是一次，不是一个星期，只是一年。
The difficulties that they encounter lasted years, even decades.
他们遇到的困难是长期的，可能好多年，甚至几十年。
If they're relying on their own strength, they would have given up long ago.
如果他们只是依靠自己的能力，他们早就放弃了。
And then the last truth that Peter shared with us is that God needs it to be glorified.
最后第五个关于服事的真理就是说，我们的服事要让神得荣耀。
This verse tells us the ultimate reason of why we serve.
这里讲说我们最终为什么我们要服侍神的原因。
The reason should not be that we find satisfaction in some service, even though as a byproduct, we may find satisfaction in serving.
虽然我们在服侍当中我们会感觉到一种的满足感，但这是服侍的副产品，不是服侍最主要的目的。
It also should not be that we're trying to look for recognition, even though, again, as a byproduct, we may be recognized for what we do.
我们在服事当中会被别人认出来，会被别人接纳，这也是服事的副产品，不是我们服事的最主要的目的。
Now, it can be that we want to help build others up in the church.
或者是我们想要帮助有需要的人。
It can be work that we see has to be done, it's not done.
或者是我们看到一件事情还没有人去做，我们觉得这件事应该做。
And or maybe we have a burden that we want to follow Jesus' command to love others and to fulfill the Great Commission.
或者我们身上有很重的负担，我们要完成神的大诫命，要彼此相爱，我们要完成神的大使命。
But verse 11 tells us the ultimate purpose of doing all those things is that God may be glorified.
但在十一节里面告诉我们说，我们服事的真正的目的是让神得荣耀。
What does glorify God mean?
荣耀神是什么意思呢？
In everyday language, is to make God look good.
那简单来讲，就是说让神的得到好名声。
It's not that God does not look good right now, and we have to make Him look good.
不是说神没有好名声，我们要给神好名声。
Glorify God is thinking and acting in ways that would reflect His greatness and His attributes.
荣耀神的意思是说我们想法我们的做事我们的说话能够让神的品性那些伟大的事情能够在我们身上彰显出来。
That is the ultimate purpose of our service.
那是我们服侍神的最重要的目的。
If we are not appreciated by others, it's okay, because being appreciated is not the purpose of service.
别人不接纳我们的服事，没有问题，因为那不是我们服事主的最主要的目的。
If we have served, without complaint and demonstrated humility, then we have glorified God.
如果我们在服事当中能够不发怨言，很默默的、很谦卑的去服事，这就会反映出神的那个品性来。
If we have served faithfully and we do not see any visible impact for our ministry,
如果我们很忠心的服事，但是看不到明显的果效出来呢？
The friends that we brought to Happiness Group, they have not accepted Jesus as the Lord and Savior.
我们邀请来参加幸福小组聚会的人，最后没有信耶稣。
That's okay, because we have glorified God.
这个也没有问题，因为我们的目的，服事的目的是为了荣耀神。
We have demonstrated our faithfulness and mercy, and it's up to God who will do the work of changing people's hearts.
在服事当中，我们忠心的摆上，那由神来决定哈，这些人什么时候能够信耶稣。
What does in everything mean in this verse?
那这里讲到说，在凡事上来，因耶稣基督得荣耀。凡事是什么意思呢？
It can mean that it's our different kinds of services.
这可以意味着说我们有不同类型的服事施工。
And whether it's speaking or serving with different gifts, that God be glorified.
无论是在我们讲话还是做事上面来服事神，让神得荣耀。
But it can also mean that it's in all circumstances, it's in our strength or in our weakness that God is glorified because we rely on Him.
这个凡事也代表说在不同种的情况当中，无论是我们强壮也好啊，软弱也好啊，让我们的服事能够让神的荣耀显出来。
So finally, we need to remind ourselves that all the time we need to serve Him with gladness.
那最后呢，我想提醒大家，在我们服事当中我们要喜乐。
Serving God or serving others is not a chore.
我们服侍神、服侍人不只是日常的工作而已。
It's like a community service that we're punished with after we committed a small crime.
而有人犯了小罪哈，他会被罚，要去做这个社区服务。
Peter told us that we need to serve one another not as a chore, but as a journey that will allow us to experience God's grace.
彼得告诉我们说，服侍神不只是做这些的服侍日常的工作而已，是为了神得荣耀。
It started with us receiving a gift from God.
是从我们从神那里领受了恩赐开始的。
And then we need to step up as that good steward of His grace.
然后我们要站出来，要成为神恩赐的好管家。
In the process, we're given this honored position as an ambassador for Him.
那在这个过程当中呢，我们要认出这是一个尊贵的神的使者的身份。
And in the process, we also experience receiving His strength.
在这个过程当中，我们有这样的经历，可以从神那里得着能力。
And in the end, we bring glory to God.
最后呢，我们让神得荣耀。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Because you have given us a wonderful position as your children.
因为你给我们一个很尊贵的地位，就是你的儿女。
And that you have given us this position to serve you and serve others.
你给我们这样的机会，让我们服侍神、服侍人，彼此服侍。
So that in the whole process, we can experience your grace in various forms.
在这个过程当中，我们会经历你各样的恩典、恩赐。
In Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。